whatever. Where is this button? Right there. All right, so we're starting early today because I want to. Tomorrow's going to be a long day, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But best part of the song. Man, I love it. Anyway, yeah, starting early today is going to be a quick show. I just wanted to run down some of the headlines of the day. Tomorrow we're going to be live pretty much all day. There's something going on. I don't know how long it's going to last, but part of me doesn't even want to cover it, but part of me as a news organization feels that I need to. Can any of you guys guess what that is? Let's see if you can guess. If you can guess what we're going to be showing tomorrow on the news for our live broadcast. Unfortunately, if you typically watch on YouTube, well, you're SOL because you can't watch on YouTube because, well, we've been demonetized. Or not demonetized. We've been banned for a week. But tomorrow, there's going to be a hearing. It's that the stupid Senate, Nancy Pelosi bullshit. So, but we're going to cover it, and we're all going to sit, and, you know, just everyone's going to have a garbage can next to them so we could just throw up in it constantly as they just tell their lies. That's likely what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm going to cover it. There is a press conference outside of the Department of Justice tomorrow, and I debated on whether or not I should go to that press conference or I should stay here, and I couldn't make up my mind, and I decided that I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to broadcast the January 6th riot thing, that the 1/6 commission, the partisan commission, certainly not bipartisan. Liz Cheney and then Adam, I don't know what his name is, another rhino, they're on it. But man, there's been a lot of stuff going on lately. Someone said, why was I banned? I was banned because of, apparently they said, medical misinformation. Someone said the app keeps closing for you and the chat won't load. I don't know. Right now on our app, I'll just talk about it real quickly. We're having a problem with just some phones. It's pretty much the newer phones. So like mine is a Samsung Galaxy 10 Plus A whatever or something. The newest Samsung. Looks like the newest iPad or iPhones are having an issue too. So our development team's trying to figure it out. But guys, we just launched it. So just bear with us for a little bit on it. We're going to try to get it fixed out, but they have to figure out what the problem is. So really what the dev team is doing is they're contacting everybody they know, having them download an account, and then trying to figure out on the different model types of the phones so they could fix the individual issues per phone. Such fun stuff. But yeah, so that's what's going on with the app. We'll figure it out. Someone said your problem is with an iPad. Same thing. Everything with the chat. Some people are not able to get videos open, but we can't duplicate that because a lot of you guys are. So we're trying to figure it out. So someone said, did I get banned on YouTube? Yeah, I got a 7-day suspension for talking about medical misinformation, which is literally the time that I was talking about what was going on in this country. It's exactly what has happened. On Thursday, I was talking about the NFL and how they were mandating that players get vaccinated, or not that they were mandating players get vaccinated, that they were putting financial penalties in place. My wife was walking down the driveway. That they were putting financial penalties in place for players should unvaccinated players test positive for COVID and the team not have enough people to actually play a game, they're not going to be allowed to postpone the game. They're both teams. So the team that tested, that had the outbreak, and then the opposite team that they're supposed to be playing, both will not be paid. They just went on a tangent. I don't know why that moved out of there. So it's just crazy. So apparently, by me saying that I personally think that there needs to be more data before I'd ever consider putting a foreign substance in my body, that's medical misinformation, according to YouTube. And unfortunately for YouTube, there's millions and millions of people that feel the same way. But again, we're kind of stuck to do whatever they want and whatever they say. And that's kind of, you know, how it is. Someone said, am I on Telegram? I have Telegram. I don't know what the hell it is or what it does. So someone said, sue them, Steve. For what? For what? I mean, that's it. For what? You know, if I really want to hit him in the pockets, I'll just stop. I'll always have my videos on there. I'm not going to stop putting my videos on there. I'm just not going to rely on that for income. I'm going to cancel the memberships on there. I'm not going to accept super chats. I'm going to turn all that stuff off as soon as it's back, because why am I going to give YouTube money? You know, it doesn't make sense to do it. And we're actually working on our website now to switch from Google Ads to an outside provider, because I don't want to use them anymore. You know? But yeah, that's it. We don't live stream to Rumble, because Rumble, every single time we set up the live feed, we have to individually set the live feed up. It's a pain in the butt. So it would be one more step that we have to do every single time we go live. So until they have it where it's just like a widget or something, we're not going to stream to Rumble. Maybe we'll start uploading stuff, but yeah. Anyway, so let's get into the news. So last night I was watching it. I almost went live, literally turned on my computer, turned on the cameras and lights and everything, to talk about what was going on in Wasco, or, you know, outside of Bakersfield. There was a big hostage situation that took place yesterday. Turns out 5 people died, including the police officer. And then I believe it was a wife and 2 sons, not boys. I think they were adults. And then the shooter as well. And another police officer was injured. Both of them were SWAT officers. I almost went live for it, but there wasn't a lot of feeds. There wasn't a lot of news outlets actually reporting. In fact, we didn't even know that the suspect died until a couple of hours ago when it hit the news wire. Everybody was reporting. Well, the independent streamers that are out there, TW Live, shout out to you, buddy. He heard all the scanner chatter. So he knew that a police officer was injured. He knew that one was dead or one was killed. And I just wasn't comfortable broadcasting that information until, you know, everybody, you know, family members and all that stuff knew. That's typically why media doesn't report something like that. So someone said 8 to 1 and 6:30 next Sunday in Vancouver, event for officer killed. Yeah, I got something. I can't make it out to Vancouver to cover that, but I did get something about that as well. Someone said they were very secretive about the whole thing. It was weird. Yeah, I mean, it was a hostage situation and people were broadcasting, you know, where police were broadcasting scanner traffic until they shut off the scanners. I don't really blame anything or the police for the way they handled that yesterday. Also, do any of you guys, you probably saw this viral video. It's been viewed 3 million times of a police officer, apparently planting drugs in the back of a vehicle. How many of you guys saw the video? If I had it queued up, I'd show it to you, but I don't have it queued up, so I can't. I knew it wasn't. I just had the feeling in the pit of my stomach that wasn't a video of a police officer planting drugs in the back of a vehicle. I had that feeling. Like, sometimes, you know, but I'll be honest, the video looked bad. So the police department actually released the body cam footage of another officer that was there. And that baggie, the empty baggie that they threw in the back of the vehicle. Yeah, that came out of the driver's pocket. And it was an empty drug bag. So the cop didn't want it in his hands, in his bare hands, because he didn't have gloves on yet. So he put it in the backseat of the car. You have all these grifters, like, you know, the biggest one, Ben Crump, who's talking about how, oh, this, you know, this shows that police are incompetent and evil and blah, 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 blah. Well, Ben Crump is not going to apologize for it. He's not going to say, oh, we were wrong. You know what I mean? He's just, that's what he does. And Ben Crump has a press conference tomorrow. And I was almost thinking about skipping the January 6th event instead to go to Ben Crump's press conference in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, because I would love to ask him, you know, about his brother. I would love to ask him about how he feels for, you know, just being a scumbag. But I decided it's probably better that I don't do that for, you know, if I want to try to make a career out of this. It's probably not the best thing to go and be that type of reporter right away. But yeah, it turns out it was fake. They released the body cam footage and it shows the officer getting the baggie as the other officer took it out. It was on body cam of him getting the baggie out of the driver's pocket. They handed it to him they handed it to the other cop once they realized it was empty. That cop walks to the back of the vehicle, throws it in there. The guy in the driver's seat, which is weird because I watched the video and I didn't really hear the whole conversation, but you can hear it pretty darn clear on the body cam. And he says, what are you throwing that in here? You're planting stuff in here, blah, blah, blah. And he even says, no, it's an empty bag. We took it off your buddy. I don't want it in my hands. Like, you know, and it's just so stupid, man. It's so stupid because, again, yeah, it makes me think about, like, just how stupid some people are that protest, like the BLM crowd in Stanton, Virginia. You know, they really think that police officers don't want body cameras. I don't understand that concept. They don't understand budgets or anything like that. They do understand, you know, putting ankle monitors on, you know, helpless migrants that are just trying to seek asylum here in the United States. They understand that, but they don't understand that there's, you know, budgetary issues and things that need to be done in order to get body cameras. Why wouldn't a police officer want body cameras? Because look at this. This was a one-sided video that came out, and immediately a body camera stopped the whole thing, shut it all down. The damage is done, though, because the police didn't immediately release a body cam. So that video has been shown 3 million times. There's still everyone. I mean, I read comments, and people are still, you know, saying the cop did it wrong. Cop shouldn't have put it there. Cop should have put it on top of the car. Cop should have did this. Cop should have did that. You know, it was empty. So why didn't he throw it on the ground? All these other things. But it's sad. Someone said, I retired from Kern County Sheriff's Office. This is devastating. I'm sorry, especially if you knew him. I'm sorry that happened. But yeah, the Kern County Sheriff was killed yesterday. A SWAT team member, another one was injured. So that's what we talked about at the opener. And we have a viewer here that said they're retired from that department. So I'm sorry that happened to you. I wish I could just, like, make all that stuff go away. Unfortunately, I don't have that power. I really don't, you know. And in the past, I don't know what it was, 23rd to 25th. You know how many mass shootings we had in the United States? In a two-day period. So from the 23rd to the 25th. So you could say 3 days, whatever. But they all happen at night. 23rd to 25th, how many mass shootings? How many mass shootings do you think we had? 10 mass shootings in the United States, 13 people killed, 39 people injured. 10 mass shootings. And again, a mass shooting is, you know, the way we quantify it is a mass shooting is with four or more people injured by gunshots. On July 25th, Washington and Seattle, you had two people killed, three people injured. You had the event yesterday in Wasco, California, where five people were killed, one person was injured. You have Detroit, Michigan, where seven people were shot. Also yesterday, you have Chicago, Illinois, where five people were shot. I think in Detroit, in a one-day period, they had 10 people shot. Freaking insane. Insane. One city. In Columbus, Ohio, four people were shot. That was on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Amarillo, Texas, six people were shot. On Saturday as well, Macon, Georgia, two people were killed, three others were injured. Also, Friday night, San Rafael, California, two people killed, four people injured. And Spartanburg, South Carolina, also on Friday, two people killed, two people injured. Darlington, South Carolina, four people injured. 10 mass shootings in 2 days. And you know what? I can honestly say, I don't know about the guy from Wasco, the suspect yet. I don't believe they released his information and what he was. There were over 200 rounds fired. Over 200 bullets, according to local media. I mean, this guy had an arsenal. But I don't know about whether he legally had guns. But the majority of the time, they don't. Like, gunviolencearchive.org is where I get all this information. They really just need to start saying, like, as much as they can about suspect information. They don't do it. That's why we do our mass shooting report on Fridays. And we haven't done it in a couple of weeks. We're going to start doing it again. But that's why we do the mass shooting report. Because we try to say, at least by going through all the news articles and stuff, we try to say, oh, suspect was a white dude, suspect was a black dude, you know, or whatever the case may be. But more often than not, to be honest, they have a long rap sheet. Sometimes they're on bail already. And technically, based on a long rap sheet, it means you're not qualified to own a firearm. But yeah, let's worry about gun control. And to be honest, all the things that everyone was talking about, even the border crisis, no one even talks about it anymore. It's just COVID. It's just COVID left and right. The whole White House press conference today was basically about COVID. Again, the Jen Psaki refuses to say if anyone in the White House has tested positive over the weekend. You know, they're only saying if the big four, so the people that, so the president, the vice president, I guess, who else, and two other people in the White House that they deem high enough, if any of their staff test positive, that's where they'll release information to the public without saying who it is. But if anyone else does, they're not going to release it. But they certainly want to know if you've tested positive. Hell, they want to know if you haven't tested positive. That's just, that's the world we live in. And it's getting weird, boys and girls. It's getting weird. One of the reasons why I was banned off of YouTube is I said, pretty soon companies are going to start mandating this. I never really thought our states would mandate it. California today mandated masks for all state employees or be tested twice a week and have to wear them. Mandated vaccines for all state employees. Otherwise, you got to be tested twice a week and wear a mask. New York City mandated masks for all 410 or 410 or 430 employees of the city. Otherwise, you got to wear a mask. You got to be tested once a week. And they're saying, well, because the reason why they're saying they're going to test once a week is incentive. They want it to be discomforting. They want you to be pissed off about it. So that way you just go and get the vaccine so you don't have to get a big Q-tip shoved up your nose every week. They're not the only ones. Savannah, Georgia has announced today, the mayor said that you have to wear a mask. Doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated. You have to do it. The University of Louisville today announced that all unvaccinated students and staff will be required to have 3 mandated COVID tests and wear a mask. 3 mandated COVID tests within the first couple of weeks of the semester. And if you refuse, you're not going to school there. But it's okay, because it just as everyone said, it's all people on the right that aren't getting aren't getting the jab. I worry about it. I really do. I was talking to someone today, Adam. I think they're definitely with 100% certainty they are going to lock this country down again or attempt to do so with 100% certainty. Because you got states that are already talking, what was it, Michigan or some other state, Ohio, I think it was, was already talking about mandating masks again to try to stop the spread of the Delta variant that seems to be infecting just as many unvaccinated people as it does vaccinated people. And that's not science, that's not fact, I don't know, that's why I said it seems. So don't kick me off of YouTube, or I'm not on YouTube, they kicked me off already. Don't kick me off Facebook. But it's so weird. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs denounced today that all healthcare personnel are required to be vaccinated. That's all Title 38 employees. Excuse me. All Title 38 employees have to be vaccinated. That's doctors, physicians, nurses, orderlies, anyone that has patient care. Now, when I read the press release, it's weird. Sorry, I just ate dinner. So I'm like, I don't know, freaking broccoli or something. That's what I get. My wife tried to make something fancy today and it had broccoli. And I hate broccoli. But I'm all congested. Let me get water. I don't have a commercial, so just bear with it. Let's see if that makes it go away. Probably not going to. I apologize for coughing into the mic. But it's been a weird day today. Come on. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's super annoying. But that's one of the reasons why I'm doing the show early today, is I just wanted to relax for a little bit. Today was a long day for news. It was just every 5 minutes there was another news story. Every 5 minutes. Today there was a press conference that was taking place. In all reality, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you probably don't know about all this stuff, because I was on Twitter all day today. I was on Twitter all day today. the Biden administration. So today, this morning, there were Cuban protesters outside of the White House. So, and they were marching for freedom for Cuba. They weren't the same people that were there yesterday, the Cuban people in front of the White House, that were trying to tell Biden to stop the embargo. These are not. These are people that want, I don't even know what they want. They want freedom for Cuba. They want democracy in Cuba. They don't want this stuff. They are right wingers. They hate communism. They're anti-communist. So you know what, I almost said Donald Trump. You know what President Biden did today? He pushed them all out of Lafayette Square and barricaded it. You didn't even know that that happened, right? The only difference between when Trump did it and when Biden administration did it today is today the order probably came from Joe Biden. He was probably pissed off that he had a bunch of conservatives and a bunch of right-wingers out in front of the White House. There were no tear gas or anything used. They just pushed them all out of Lafayette Square and closed it down for several hours until the protesters dispersed. Someone said Keith Olbermann was in the crowd. They didn't like that. So unlike conservative journalists who have been attacked by Antifa and BLM protests across the country, Keith Olbermann and his camera guy got led to the back of a Metro police car and taken away for safety. That doesn't happen to conservative journalists. That didn't happen to Chris when he was beaten up by Antifa 2 weeks ago, WYSIWYG. That didn't happen to him. It didn't happen to Eliza Schaefer when he was, you know, pummeled outside of the riots that took place in Minneapolis, splitting his lip open. That didn't happen to any of the other conservative news outlets that have consistently been attacked. That didn't happen to Fox News in where was it, Brooklyn Center? But for some reason, as long as you're you know, far left, don't even call them left wing, call them far left. It's acceptable. But again, nobody cared. You know who cares about what's going on in this country? Surprisingly, it's the Cuban people that were sitting in. And yesterday, there was a counter protesters. So Cuban counter protesters that came to stop the embargo people that came to counter protest them. They had some choice words for some of the Antifa guys that were out there. Ready? Listen. I wish I could show you the show. And the funny thing is the caption on this journalist, Wyatt Reed, said, "Proud boy white supremacist." The dude's a Cuban. He's a Cuban. But yet they always just, it's white supremacist, proud boy is what they just label everybody. So they're saying this guy is a white, a proud boy because he has a difference of opinion, apparently. And he doesn't like Antifa streamers. That's for darn sure. But that was yesterday in D.C., and it doesn't, I tell you, for in terms of news for the day, it gets weirder. Gets even weirder. I know, you're probably like, Steve, like everything you've already said, that, you know, they're mandating vaccines, you know, our generals are woke now on Twitter constantly and not doing their job as generals. You know, I didn't even get to that story yet. But today, remember that disgraced Minnesota state representative? I don't even remember what, Thompson? Rep John Thompson? So he's the guy that made this whole big racist stuff, and then they released the body cams, and it turns out that what he was doing wasn't true. Well, there's calls for him to resign because he was trying to use his race as I don't know what you would even call that. What do you call that? An apology? Well, saying, you know, well, we got, you know, black people are accosted every day by police. See, even though I made up that I was accosted by police, it happens to other people. So, you know, that's fine. I get a pass on this one, apparently. So today he's holding a press conference with his wife outside of the Minnesota State House, saying that he's not going to resign, even though people on both, that's a bipartisan effort to have him resign. Him and his wife sat there and gave a big long speech, and he's flanked by, you know, some, he's got Mercado Media there. Dude's an Antifa guy. You've got the one guy, I forgot what his name is. We've all seen him when we're covering the protests in Minneapolis. The guy with the beard, he always talks about how he got arrested for marijuana possession, and that's why he hates cops so much. That dude was there standing behind John Thompson. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of this speech, here comes a Chevy Blazer with a big old Trump sign flying out the window through the mall. Yes, I know what you're saying, because I said the same thing. I wonder how much they paid them. So you have a scandal, right? So you have a guy that is literally saying, I'm not going to bow out. I'm not going to back down, even though I lied to the American public, my constituents, lied on the police, lied on myself, you know, was an ass. It took the scandal away from that to this crazy white woman that was driving, carrying a huge Trump sign. Local media says, wild scene at the Minneapolis state capitol after a woman drives her vehicle onto the South Mall waving a Trump flag. Other ones are like, one local journalist was quoted as saying, something about white race, it's only the white race. Guess what? When you actually listen to the video, Mercado Media, the Antifa guy, before it was taken, I don't even know if it was taken down. I hate watching his feed, his voice. But literally, you can hear very clearly. They said it's not about race. There's only one race, the American race. That's what she says. But they literally, media is trying to be like, no, white supremacist Trump supporter. And the best part about it, and the reason why I think it's all a big setup, and I know that's going way deep in the conspiracy theories, because the second that car started coming up, you heard the audio as everyone turned their cameras to pay attention to the Trump guys. You heard. This is it. It's all Trump this, Trump that. This is what we have to deal with. This is what we're fighting for. Completely changing the focus. I want to know how much they paid that woman. I really want to know. And here's the thing. If they didn't pay her and she actually did this on her own, what the hell? When are conservatives or from Republicans, patriots, whatever, if you actually thought that that was a good idea, like, come on, use your head. You're literally being the person that the left says you are. The person that drives up on the sidewalk and does donuts in the mall before trying to speed off, nearly hitting people. That's literally what they say all the time. Crazy white supremacist Trump supporter. But my personal, you know, I wrote this on Twitter 5 hours ago. I said, if I were a conspiracy theorist, I'd be curious who paid this woman. Instantly, the conversation changed from Thompson to, look at what we're dealing with. Trump this, Trump that. It does. And think about it. You know how many times tomorrow during this hearing we're going to hear Trump's? Trump, 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 Trump. Maybe we should just keep a tally. Should we try to do that with this hearing? Tomorrow, just keep a tally of how many times Trump's name is said. Or Trump supporters. Or crazy supporters. Or insurrection. Or how AOC had to hide in a room because she heard people banging. Then it turned out that didn't happen. She never had to apologize because nobody holds anybody accountable anymore. Speaking of not being held accountable, what about this Jack Wabbin? Wabbit. That's Mayor de Blasio. New York City, 400 plus city employees, police, fire. The very same people that were, you know, having to get attacked by Antifa 2 days ago in Brooklyn. Now they no longer have a choice whether or not they get vaccinated. And everyone can still say you have a choice, right? Well, they're saying you either get vaccinated or you have to be tested every week. That's not a choice. That's not a choice. Because they're forcing you to do something. It's not like wearing a uniform, okay? You know what I mean? That's like what they do to people in jail. Like, think about it. When you go to jail, and I don't even know if they really do. I've seen it on movies. When you go to jail, you got to, like, cough, spread your cheeks, duck down, all that stuff. It's the same thing. These guys are literally, in order to work and to earn a living and work for your city, you have to have a giant Q-tip shoved up your nose unless you want to get some experimental serum put in your arm. It's so disgusting, man. It's so disgusting. And it just doesn't end though. There's always something. There was this video that I saved Let me see if I can find it. I'll just play the audio for you real quick. Yeah, I got it. Let me pause it. Hold on. So this video... Oh, where'd it go? I don't even know. I may have to open it again. This video, this was I think it was a San Diego Board of Commissioners meeting. And this kid, I think his name was Sean. Here, let me see if I could find the piece of paper. Because, man, this kid's a great kid. I'd like to have him on the show. And I say kid because he looks young. Looks under 25. For anyone that doesn't understand, everyone is a kid if you're under 25. And I know a lot of people have a problem with me when I say that. And I don't care because that's my personal opinion. People haven't... where is this thing? I don't even know where it is. I had a show document that was up that I had like notes for this show, and then I scrapped it because, you know, I'm on top of things like that. Anyway, I'll look it up. I may write an article, but I want to play you this audio because this is good. Good. It's a little long. 42 minutes. 2 minutes. You know what? Here, I got it better. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drag this thing right into the show. That makes it nice and easy. If I can
freaking close this window. How do I close this window? My goodness.
Act like you do this for a living, Steve. I'm trying. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if this does it. Nope. All right. So let me do this. Bada bing. Here's this video.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for being here listening to us. Before I go further, though, I'd like to address Ms. Wilma Wooten and that propaganda that you were sharing. This is not factual. We've actually, being that we are not Cuba yet or North Korea, we still have access to the internet. And it's beautiful because your department has done a fantastic job of documenting the deaths in this county. So what I've done is taken that information which you've provided to ensure that I'm an informed citizen and I know.
So this was at a San Diego Board of Supervisors meeting. Wooten is apparently like the health director or something for this town and just finished a presentation on COVID. And this kid breaks it apart.
You're lying. So here we go. April 2021, there were 147 people who died in this county. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We know this, and we also know that 147 people died in this county in the month of May. April. So let's go to May. How many people died in May? Ms. Wilma Wooten was talking about how all these people are dying. 54. We had 54 deaths in the county of San Diego. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that. So let's go back to the deaths because that's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? We know what you're trying to do. There are good supervisors up here that are trying to fight for freedom like the Constitution, but where are the rest of you? Why are you silencing people and using this jargon to scare us into submission? When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. We get lied to regularly. We're used to these lies. Who's going to stand up for the truth?
It's crazy, man. I know you couldn't see the last two clips because I didn't have them loaded. You should have been able to hear them. I don't know if you could, but that kid knows his stuff. You know, he came there with receipts. But seriously, all those questions are kind of like it was one state that was talking about their COVID death rates. And you have like mathematicians that are like, that's not how you get like the percentages, like how you get into the numbers. They're actually like one guy on Twitter. He's like, that's literally you're making it up. It's just factually incorrect and you're making it up. And they're like, oh, my God. Just follow this. That's where we are now. People just blindly follow people, you know, They blindly follow people. And I don't know, it's a very scary thing, to be honest. The more when I was listening to it earlier, I don't know. I think I got overexposed to news for the, you know, one of the first times doing this. It wasn't like crazy stories about kids being injured or anything like that. It was just literally just paying attention to all these companies that are coming out, all these hospital districts, because now that I'm going to Charlotte and covering that event, we're probably going to have a guest on the show later this week that's going to talk about, you know, working in the healthcare field, where all this stuff is actually transpiring. We're trying to arrange that. Plus on Sunday, I'm going to be in Charlotte and I'll broadcast a protest where a hospital chain is literally forcing their employees to get vaccinated or quit. And here's the thing. These aren't like food service workers or garbage workers or people that don't understand medical. These are nurses and long-term, you know, emergency care providers that understand the risks of COVID. They understand it, and yet they still are like, I just can't do it. I can't bring myself to put some weird foreign stuff in my body. But man, man, it's so crazy. But we're just going to have to wait. PCR tests are not proven to be accurate by the CDC. That's not him making it up. That's by the CDC. And I know a guy that was tested today. Guess what? They rely on the PCR test to say he doesn't have COVID. It's so insane. Someone said, your wife is a RN at your local hospital. Half of the staff are refusing. You know what? Like I said, I know someone that works for one of the companies that manufactures a vaccine. Not a vaccine that's here in the United States, but nonetheless manufactures a vaccine. I said, would you guys take the vaccine? And she, the response from that person was no. If they're not going to take their own vaccine, you got to sign a piece of paper saying, hey, you can't sue them if something happens. It's stacking up. It's stacking up against it. And again, no fault. It's for me. For me, it stacks up where I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it. But again, I don't control my wife. If my wife decides that she wants to go get the vaccine, then guess what? She goes and gets the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-force vaxxer. You're not going to tell me or anybody else that they have to get vaxxed for anything. Absolutely not. And you're certainly not going to try to tell me that I have to stick a Q-tip up my nose, because that's not going to happen either. But the more you think about everything that's transpired, think about just the progression of all this stuff in the past 2 or 3 weeks. In the past 2 or 3 weeks, the Delta variant got super strong and everybody's panicking and it's spreading throughout the world. And you know who it was? It was the Democrats that fled their jobs in Texas, that came up to Washington, D.C. Five of them got it. A bunch of other people got it as a result of them. And that's where everyone really started to pay attention, because they're like, wait a second. If 5 vaccinated Democrats can get the Delta variant, then we're not paying enough attention to the unvaccinated. We have to pay more attention to the unvaccinated people, even though the vaccinated ones are the ones who are testing positive. And yes, are there unvaccinated people testing positive? Sure. Sure. But here's the thing. There's not one person in this country, unless you live, like, there's a show where people live out in the boonies and don't read news or have newspapers or radio or anything like that. It's a pretty entertaining show. But like, unless you live in a cave, you know that there's a vaccination. You know you can get it for free. You make a decision on whether you're not going to get vaccinated, or whether you are or aren't going to get vaccinated. But that's a decision that you make, and you make alone. They want to change that. Now they want to change it. And to top it off, someone said, jab the illegals and leave us alone. Again, that's a stupid saying. But there's fact behind it. And I don't mean to call her out and say that's stupid. But there's fact behind it, because now they have a new, because we had the Delta variant that was wreaking havoc, right? Well, you know, Texas is not only battling regular COVID, the Delta variant. Now they're battling a South American variant. And they haven't released how much, you know, how worse that one is. But they're battling that because of the Rio Grande border and everybody just being coming up and being released. It's insane. It's insane. But again, 2 weeks is when everybody just started going nuts again. You know, I'll be honest. On Thursday when I said about lockdowns and all that, and I'm like, you know, it probably won't happen. Over the weekend, I'm like, today I have no doubt in my mind that this government is going to try to do a lockdown again. I have no doubt in my mind. I think states are going to start doing it. I wouldn't be surprised if states start, you know, the first state announces the lockdown in next week. I would not be surprised. Because in all reality, their attempts to destroy our economy are not really working. It is working, but I think the time frame is out of place. I'll be honest, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't understand the mindset behind some of the, either they're truly just batshit crazy or just evil. Evil. I mean, to say asymptomatic children as young as 2 need to be wearing masks or get vaccinated is insane. Or not 2-year-olds, you can't vaccinate them yet. Because the guidance is only for 12, except for some they're allowing younger. But I think they actually removed that, right? Because it was making kids' hearts explode. Yeah, super safe. There will not be another shutdown. There's no way. Businesses that shut down last year out of fear of this whole thing. No, the small amount of businesses that were able to stay open. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're not going to do it. Why would they? Why would they? I mean, in California, people had to sue just to be able to get access federal funds, because when Biden took office, even though lockdowns were still in place, Biden took office and then said, hey, you guys want the bailout, right? You want the money because the previous administration forced you to close down. Well, guess what? As long as you're a minority, you can get this money. Maybe you guys don't remember, but that was a big thing that mainstream media barely covered. The COVID loans. You had to be a minority, like all the restaurant. Biden's like, oh, we did so much for the restaurant business. We got the they literally put out loans that you couldn't get if you're a white dude that owned a restaurant. You had to be a minority. How insane is this country right now? How insane is it? Is that yesterday, our journalist can be threatened, and then the very same scumbag that threatens him will be invited up on stage to talk. How insane is it that journalists are getting beaten up across? I mean, that's that in itself. It seems like we're in, you know, a communist country. I don't know. But I tell you what, people need to start going out and doing stuff. You see these protests in your town, and again, it's not, if it's an anti-vax protest, ask them to clarify what it is. You know, because it's not, because here's the thing, is it means that maybe they don't want to get vaxxed. But this whole anti-vax thing that's being perpetrated by the media, nobody should be holding signs saying anti-vax, because you're literally just doing what the left media wants. Because now they're portraying anti-vax as people that are opposed to the vaccination so much so that they convince other people not to do it. That's not where I am. And I it's not my position to tell another grown-ass man to say, you know, oh yeah, you can't get the vaccination. No. You go and get it, whatever. I mean, there's dudes that paint their nails. I would never paint my nails. Am I going to criticize them? No. Am I going to laugh? Probably. But you know what I mean? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. I may go, hey, dude, why are you painting your nails? Like, hey, man, why are you getting a vaccination? Do you know what that could do? You know what I mean? I may have a conversation, but I'm not going to like chop off his fingers because I'm so pissed that he paints his fingernails black or something. I just don't understand how in our system right now that people just can't wake up. I say it all the time. That's why my show is called Wake Up America, because we live in such a society now where people are like, what the fuck? What is going on? Like, I expect them to wake up. Expect them to wake up. But they don't. And they won't. I don't know why, but they won't. Someone said I could see Steve as an Autumn. I don't know what that means, but I have no idea. Someone said you can choose to get the vaccine, but you will not make the choice for me or my family. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, I don't know why you would let, fuck it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But on Saturday, I'm going to be in Charlotte, North, or Sunday. I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to cover a vaccine protest that's taking place down there because a hospital system is forcing their employees to get vaccinated or they lose their jobs. So we're going to go down there and cover it. And then the following weekend, we'll be there too, whether it's me or Adam. And then the following weekend, we'll be everywhere. We're going to start covering these things, and you guys need to start going out to them. Because here's the thing, it affects you. Because if a hospital, say you live in Charlotte, right? And you don't care if someone gets vaccinated or not. You just don't choose. You either do want to get vaccinated, or you at least you believe it's a person's right to get vaccinated, or their choice. You believe they have the right to choose. As long as you feel that, it doesn't matter whether you've been vaccinated or not. You should be out in Charlotte on Sunday marching with these nurses and doctors and people that are just, they don't want it. It shouldn't be a partisan thing. There shouldn't even be, you know, Trump flags or anything. It's not about Trump. This being the decision not to get vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with you and personal choice. And isn't it ironic that the same people that are criticizing the people that are doing these anti-vax or anti-force vaccination marches are the very same people that criticize... Oh my God, that criticize people for doing the same thing when they stand outside of an abortion clinic. Do you understand that the people that are judging you for not wanting to get vaccinated are the same people that, I don't. My body, my choice, right? Your body, your choice. Like, what the hell, man? It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And yet the country is on the verge of falling apart. Look at it today. We have generals, army generals that are getting on Twitter telling people to block trolls. And when they get a reply they don't like, they call him a Russian bot or a Russian spy or something, whatever he said. These are four-star generals in our military. We have, what is it, Mayorkas telling people at the border that we don't have a border crisis. In the very same week, he goes out and said, if you're fleeing and seeking asylum from Cuba, you do not come here. We will not let you in. We will turn you around. 1 million people have crossed so far this year. 1 million. That was in June. We're going to have to wait until the end of this month just to see how crazy it is. But what was it? 10,000 people crossed this weekend in Rio Grande Valley? Like, this is insane. It's insane. But what can you do? This like, whew, I really mean that. What can you do? The only thing I can do is I can keep making the videos. I can keep telling you about it. You guys can keep sharing it. You can keep getting out. But go out. Go to your city council meetings. Has your school board, how many people, we have 800 people or give or take a few hundred watching on social media right now. How many of you guys have children that are going to school and you still don't know if your kids are going to have to wear a mask? There's some states that are mandating kids get are mandating that they get tested or masked. But how many of you don't know if your kids have to be masked next year? I don't know yet. I really do not want my kids to have to wear masks. They're both asthmatic. I do not want it. I do not think it's healthy. As someone that, one, had asthma severely as a kid, and secondly, someone that was medically trained, right, and dealt with kids as severe asthmatics, had to rush people to the hospital as a firefighter, those type of things, I don't want my kids wearing masks. They had to do it all last year for nothing. We don't know yet. That's one good thing is the state here in Virginia left it up to the individual school boards. And maybe, you know, common sense will kick in and allow people the choice to wear your masks. You know? I don't know, man. It's weird. Someone said, did you see Colburn? That was us in Las Vegas. What the heck? I don't know what you mean. Someone said, yours has to wear a mask. I don't know, man. I hope, and then I'm forced with the decision. Do I want to deprive my kid the freedom of going to school? No, I don't want to. I want him to be able to go to both of them to be able to go to school. They want to make friends. You know, they want to be out here. We just moved here. They want to know people. So then they got to wear a mask. And then it's going to be corticosteroid inhalers and all that shit, just like it was last year. Because there is lasting effects for an asthmatic that's wearing a mask 24/7. But whatever. We'll have to figure it out. We'll have to figure it out. As of now, our school district told the state we will have in-person classes without masks. I'm moving to your community now. I'm just kidding. But man, it's concerning. What's going on? And again, the question shouldn't be whether or not your kid wears a mask. The question should be, or people that get their kids vaccinated, or people that want that. It should be you don't send your kid in. You know what I mean? Like, that's the decision I would make with my kids. If my kid has to wear a mask and doesn't want to wear a mask, then I don't want him wearing a mask anyway. So we'll find out something he'll do online learning or something. Or my wife will have to quit. One or the other. Or I will stop doing this. I don't care. And I'll just, you know, stop writing articles during the day and be a teacher, you know, during the day. I don't care that if my kids wanted that. But I'm not going to make that decision. And the problem with these school board meetings and everything right now is you have other people that are passing the decisions on and making the decisions on everybody else. That's why all these pro-vaccination people are being so critical of everybody else. It's because they want to impose that on you. They want that control. It's wrong, man. It's wrong. Someone said, if they don't gather up as many parents as you can and go to the school board meeting and say no mask. That's what people have to do. I've been saying it for months. Get involved in local politics. Go to your school board meetings. We have Kate and I'm not going to say your last name, who's running for a school board. It's done. She's actually running. We have, you know, other people running for mayor based on watching the videos and saying, hey, listen, I am in control of my destiny. I can do good things. Sunday in Charlotte at 12. Don't really know the address yet, but I'm going to figure it out. We're meeting at some park and I'm going to cover it. If you want to support people that are out here, it's not a pro Trump flag wave. It's not anything like that. It's a pro fucking choice. We shouldn't even have to do it. Nobody should even have to do it. These people, the organizers of this thing, shouldn't even have to do it. They shouldn't have a ultimatum from their employer that they either have to get vaccinated or lose their job. Should never even... God damn, can you imagine if Trump did this stuff? If this stuff was happening under Trump? Can you imagine? But it's Biden, so he can, you know, he can walk outside and yell, I wipe my own butt to the media, even though that's probably not what he was trying to say. But that sure as hell what it sounded like. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine if it was Trump that was doing all this stuff? Can you imagine if Trump ran out looking all like the, what's that guy, what's that movie where the two bros hold up the dead guy? What is that movie where they drag him around? That's like Joe Biden. He's like the big puppet. I don't know what movie that is. That's funny. You know what I mean? It's a beach movie. Bernie? Weekend at Bernie's. There you go. Figured it out. But can you imagine? That's what Joe is. He's a Weekend at Bernie's kind of guy. Because think about it. He runs up. He's like, what do you ask? I want my own butt. That's what we learned from this weekend from the White House. Joe Biden knows how to wipe his own butt, and his son Hunter has a new video where he's smoking crack in a tub. Yeah, that's the America that we have. That's the America that we have. And I don't even know what's going on in Stanton on August 10th. I believe it's August 10th. I got to double check. I believe it's August 10th at 9:30 in the morning at the Harrisburg Federal Court. Three of my favorite assholes have to appear. They've been told they have to appear in front of a judge because hopefully they're going to go to jail. So I'm not going to be able to record that, but I will be able to be there. And I plan on being there because, and for anyone who doesn't know, go to my website, citizenstringer.com, and Google Nexus or search Nexus in there. Just NEXUS. There's going to be 5 articles, and you're going to read them, if you read them in order from the date. You are going to seriously sit there and scratch your head and say, how has the FBI with Blackhawks and federal governments, how have they not, you know, all the 3-letter agencies, how have they not kicked in the front door to these scumbag people's compound and placed them in jail? But they don't. They get away with it. So I plan on going there for that. And I'll be disappointed. I'll be disappointed if they don't get arrested. But I'll be there for that with my Prish credential. And so tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, I believe it's 9:30. There's going to be this hearing on January 6th. Now I'm going to set some guide rules for everybody. If you're watching the hearing with us, like, try not to lose your mind, okay? I may lose my mind, but you guys try not to. Please keep my chat super clean so we don't get banned. You know, I almost don't even want to live stream it, to be completely honest, but I feel a responsibility to do it. Someone said, have I gone to the FBI to report those idiots? No, I mean, they can read my stuff, but what the hell is the FBI going to do? I'll be honest. Is there even an honest FBI agent out there anymore? I really don't know. I don't know how you could work for the FBI knowing that they're literally, you know, campaigning against people for political beliefs. You guys read the contributor post that we had by Ron Paul today? If you didn't, look it up. It was like two... I don't know. I don't know when we posted it. And I think if you look up January 6th trials, you'll find it on our website. But look that one up. We're not going to boot anybody. I'll just give you timeouts. I really just appreciate it. I don't want to hear racist stuff in the chat because all the leftists are going to come in there. They're going to try to do everything they can tomorrow on Facebook to get you guys going. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. Just ignore them, block them yourself. You guys can do that from on your Facebook little things. You can block people so you don't have to see their messages. Just do that. And it's 9:30 in the morning. That's when it starts, so there will not be a drinking game. But I am going to keep a tally on how many times they invoke Trump's name as a justification for... God damn. I mean, look at what's happened all last year. I still don't even want to broadcast it. I don't know. Crystal said, did you hear about the SWAT team member? Yep, we did. The show's gone a lot longer than I wanted it to today. But yeah, we talked about that in the beginning. All right, so as I was saying when I started the show, I'm going to wrap this thing up. I'm not going to be doing a show tonight because I'm just going to hang out with my wife. I'm going to have to wake up a little bit early and go to the gym. I'm sweating my butt off. It's hot as hell in this room. We forgot to turn down the AC earlier today, but I'm going to hang out with my wife. We've been watching this show, Brockmire. If you've never watched Brockmire, oh my God, don't watch it with your kids, but it is hilarious. Every now and then we try to find a show that we can tolerate to watch together. So we're on season 2 and man, it's funny. He's like a MLB. I'm not even going to just watch it. It's funny. And it starts pretty damn quick, too. So you don't even miss it. You know how some shows take you a really long time, like an episode or two to get into it? Nah, this guy starts by chugging a bottle of whiskey right to start. Someone said, Chit Show coming to your area soon. I don't know what that means. If they're coming up here, good luck. I mean, I'll go to the store and you got lines of, you know, good old boys with their big old pickup trucks and flags lined up all over the place. This is not the community where, you know, protesters are going to be welcomed. I can promise you that. Someone said FYI is corrupt. What are you talking about? You got trolls in here. Brockmire, it's on, we watch it on Hulu. I don't know if it's even still a regular show, but there's 4 seasons of it. It's raunchy, guys. Fair warning. It's super raunchy. It is not like it's a very raunchy show. So just so you're aware. But anyway, So I'm going to be off. Just an update for Freedom Flashpoint show. He said he's going to do a show today, but he's going to be doing one late. He's got some things he's got to move around. So he's not sure. He doesn't think he'll be starting by 10 or by 9. So maybe by 10 he'll be live. And again, if you guys are members, our shows are on demand. And I know I'm slacking on it, but our shows are on demand. Also, all you t-shirt members, I've got you tomorrow morning. So don't worry about it. You know, I'm sorry I've taken it so long, but I'm gonna hook you up with it. And Don said, not a kid show. Absolutely not. Brockmire is absolutely 100%. Like, you shouldn't even watch it if there are kids in the house. That's what I would say. No way. But it's funny, man. It's funny. Someone said, no, she wasn't a troll. She just mistyped. Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. We'll probably be broadcasting all day. So that's one of the reasons why I'm not going late tonight, is because I'll probably try to go to bed early so I can hit the gym in the morning before I do the show. But I will be live by 9:30. We'll cover that bullshit hearing and then the White House press conference, whatever comes after that. Yeah, Litterkinny's funny too. Oh my goodness, that's funny. And what was the other one we just watched? We watched like 13 seasons of it. I can't tell you. I don't remember, but it was good too. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Thank you, everyone, for watching. You all are rock stars right now.